From Hollywood, the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Red Nichols and his five pennies, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Today, the Harris children are going on an overnight camping trip with their brownie troop. Their Uncle William is going along as troop leader, and although it's only 7 o'clock in the morning, there's quite a bit of activity around the house.
Let's see now. I have the sleeping bags, canteens, knapsacks. I guess we're all ready. What time are the other girls supposed to be here?
They'll be here at 7:30, Uncle Willie.
Oh. Well, before we leave, girls, you'd better wake your father up and kiss him goodbye. Phyllis, go upstairs and wake your daddy.
At 7 o'clock in the morning? A kid can get killed that way.
Well, never mind. I'll go up and rouse him.
It's no use, Willie. I already tried it. I even poured water in his face.
What happened?
He sat up and yelled, "Hey, bartender, get me the manager. Somebody's watering my beer." I'll say goodbye for the girls. Oh, gosh, you look sweet in those brownie uniforms.
Thank you, sis. Of course, my khaki shorts don't fit as well as they used to because I'm
wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the girls. Gee, you look cute. Those uniforms are very smart looking.
Oh. Alice.
Oh, so you're up, huh?
Yeah. Look, we better have the roof fixed. It must have rained last night. Leaked all over my bed.
Good morning, Daddy. Hiya, Daddy.
Oh, good morning, girls. Oh, no, they've been drafted. They can't do this to my little girls. It's bad enough taking little Alice, but you'd think they'd give Phyllis a deferment till she finishes kindergarten.
Oh, for heaven's sake, stop carrying on.
Sergeant, be kind to them. It'll be their first time away from home.
Oh, Phil, for goodness sakes, open your eyes and wake up. They're wearing their brownie uniforms.
Brownie? Oh. Well, how do you expect a man to see clearly at 7 o'clock in the morning? I've got that dark brown look in my eyes.
Well, today is the day the children are going out on their overnight camping trip.
Overnight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the kids aren't going alone, are they?
Well, of course not, Phil. William is going with them.
Oh. That should be a great help.
I thought the children ought to have a man with them.
Well, as long as you're taking a man with you, Willie, okay.
I'm leading them, Philip, and I'm perfectly capable of doing so. I'm very familiar with wood lore. Mm-hmm. See, Philip, I used to be a scoutmaster. Why, don't you recognize my uniform?
No, I hadn't. Wait! Stop the music! What prize are you trying for? What the heck are you wearing?
Hiking shoes? Puttees, khaki shorts, shirt, neckerchief, and campaign hat. How do I look?
Like the opening of a Milton Berle television show. Oh, pipe that physique.
Stop picking on him, Phil. Willie may not be as husky as you, but he's wiry. He's 106 pounds of fighting fury.
You tell him, sis. You needn't worry. As long as I'm there to protect the girls, they'll be well taken care of.
Look, hold it a minute. I'll get that. Must be the milkman. Nobody else gets up this early.
Oh, hi.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh.
Hi,
oh.
We're all ready.
Wait a
Go
minute.
On in, Jim.
Hey,
I can't wait
will you
to
please
get
away?
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Wait a minute.
Hold.
Alice, help. Call the police. We're being invaded by an army of midgets.
Rest up the troops, Philip. All right, girls. All right. Quiet, please. Quiet down. Will you please? I'm asking for silence. I said quiet. quiet.
Phil, what are you doing?
I'm lying here till they come back and pick me up.
Oh, Phil, look at those little darlings. They're so sweet. You know, I kind of hate them. See them go away overnight. They look so helpless.
Yeah, they're about as helpless as the Notre Dame forward wall. Hey, which one of you Bronco Nagurskis butted me in the stomach?
I did. You want to make something out of it?
Oh, somebody's been spiking this kid's cod liver all
right. All right, girls. All right, line up. Attention. Dress. Straighten up that line. Phyllis, square your shoulders. Lori, pull in your stomach. Susan, straighten your frying pan.
What part of the body is the frying
pan? As your commanding officer, I must compliment you troopers on your neat military appearance.
Hey, MacArthur.
What now, Philip?
The corporal on the end's got oatmeal on her bib.
What's the idea of snitching on me?
I'm a spy. Yeah. Now look, Will. Ouch! Bronco, stop belting me in the breadbasket.
Philip, please, please, quiet down. Now then, girls, before we start, I will show you the correct way to march in formation with full pack. I will march from here to the hall. Now watch me closely. Notice I keep my stomach in, my chest out, and my head held high.
Golly, isn't he a magnificent specimen?
Oh, he certainly is.
Looks like a brewery horse.
Keep your eyes straight ahead until I tell you to guide right. Then turn your heads smartly to the right, like this, but continue marching forward thusly. See?
If he so much as scratched my furnace, I'll kill him.
William, are you all right?
Oh.
Oh, did you hurt yourself?
I twisted my ankle and dented my canteen.
Oh, Billy probably broke his leg. I can't stand to hear him suffer. Do something, Phil. Do something.
Okay. Now, let's see. Where'd I put the key to my gun case?
I'm afraid I sprained my ankle badly.
You sprinkled your ankle. Who's got a sprinkled ankle? I like the reading on canteen much better.
Oh, the poor thing is black and blue, and it's frightfully swollen. Oh, the pain is excruciating.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess I'll go back to bed now that the excitement's all over. Certainly has been a hectic morning.
Oh, dear. Now Willie won't be able to go with the children, and I'll have to get another man, but who can I...
Oh, Philzie!
Too late, I'm already asleep. Good night, Irene.
Phil Harris, come here. We can't disappoint the children. You're going in Willie's place.
Oh, you got the wrong boy, Myrtle. I ain't going nowhere. Go ahead and cry. I don't care if you... Let it out. Go ahead and cry. It ain't gonna do you no good. You think I'm gonna take 8 kids? Ouch! Bronco, stop biting my leg. Bronco! All right, I'll take you.
Gee, thank you, Daddy. You're wonderful.
See, girls, we have the best daddy in the whole world. 3 cheers for old Ham Hock.
Don't get fresh, Bronco. There's one thing I can't stand, it's a wise brownie.
Well, if you're going hiking, Phil, you'd better go upstairs and put on those old khaki shorts you wear around the garden.
Look, honey, I ain't gonna be seen in public in no khaki shorts.
But, Daddy, you have to be dressed in regulation uniform like us.
All right, okay, I'll put them on. I had to go and have children.
Mommy, why don't you come along too?
Oh, yes, that would be a lot of fun. We'll sit around the campfire and toast marshmallows. And when it's time to go to bed, you can sing us to sleep.
Does your mother sing too, Phyllis?
What do you mean, sing too?
My daddy says you're a bubble dancer.
She is not. My mommy's a singer and a good one too. Go ahead and show her, boo-boo.
Lost my partner, what'll I do? Lost my partner, what'll I do? Lost my partner, what'll I do? My darling.
Lulu, skip to Maloo. Lulu, skip to Maloo. Lulu, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
I'll get another one prettier than you. I'll get another one prettier than you. I'll get another one prettier than you. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Lulu, skip to Maloo. Lulu, skip to Maloo. Lulu, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Can't get a red bird, a blue bird'll do. Can't get a red bird, a blue bird'll do. Can't get a red bird, a blue bird'll do. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Lulu, skip to Maloo. Lulu, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Little red wagon painted blue.
Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Fly in the sugar bowl, shoe fly shoe.
Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Gone again, what'll I do?
Flies in the sugar bowl, shoe fly shoe.
Cows in the cornfields, two by two.
Flies in the buttermilk, shoe fly shoe.
One old boot and a rundown shoe.
Lost my partner,
what'll I do?
Lost my partner,
what'll I do?
Lost my partner.
What'll I do?
Skip to Maloo, my darling. Lulu, skip to Maloo. Lulu, skip to Maloo. Lulu, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo,
my darling.
Oh, that was beautiful, Mommy. Wasn't it, girl?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Now, let's get started.
Now, be patient, girls. As soon as Mr. Harris is ready, you can...
I'm ready. Must look stupid wearing these shorts.
No, you don't look stupid, Phil. You look positive. Oh, Phil.
All right, Alice, knock it off. And as far as you kids, if one of you as much as cracks a smile, I'll knock the pablum out of you. No remarks about how I look.
I think you look very nice, Mr. Harris. You have very pretty legs.
Nobody asked you. You really think so? You're a very observing child. I've been told that from the calves down, they are a little Dietrichish. Falling in love again, never thought I'd fall.
All right, Marlene. Phil, put Willie's pack on your back and here, wear his campaign hat. It'll keep the sun out of
your
eyes. Get
that thing off of me. I ain't gonna wear no William S. Hart beret.
Phil, I'm putting it on. There. Hey, you look cute.
Yeah, I'm sure I do. All right, kids, pick up your packs and let's get... Wait a minute, that's the door. I'll get it.
Hiya, Curly.
Oh, you're kidding. Where are you made up for?
I'm spending a day in the woods with the brownies.
Oh, this guy got hold of a bad ice cube last night.
Curly, let's start all over again. Now, steady, boy. Focus, focus. Curly, what's the gag?
It's no gag. I tell you, the girls of the Brownie Troop are going on a camping trip in the woods, and I'm their leader.
Well, bully for you, Pansy Yoakum. Now, hurry up and change your clothes. We're going to the racetrack today.
Oh, no, we're not. I can't go to the racetrack, Remley. I'm taking the kids on a hike.
But, Curly, you're supposed to go with me.
I got a better idea. You go with me.
What are you getting at?
I hereby deputize you assistant leader of our Brownie expedition. Congratulations, and may you be a credit to our troop.
Hey! Oh, geez. I ain't taking no kids to the woods.
Wait a minute, Remley. I hate to resort to this, but either you go, or I'll be forced to divulge to the world what horrible secret that you're ashamed of.
Which one?
I'll tell everybody that 20 years ago, you ran away from home and left your poor old widowed mother all alone.
Oh, no, Curly, please. The story mustn't get out that I left home 20 years ago.
Why not?
Mother hasn't missed me yet. It'll break her heart when she finds out I'm gone.
Or I shall tell them about what you did that night in Milwaukee.
Well, I didn't know she was a policewoman until... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't remember ever being in Milwaukee.
There's a lot of places you don't remember ever being.
All right, I'll go.
I knew you'd volunteer. Here's Willie's hiking clothes. Put them on. I'll go tell Alice you're coming with me. Hurry up. Right. Hey, Alice, I got good news for you.
What is it, Phil?
Hey, I don't have to take the kids on the hike alone. Frankie's going along to help us take care of them.
Oh, no. Phil, you can't do that. They're just babies. They haven't been exposed to anything like Frankie yet.
You stop worrying. The kids will look at him, scream once, and everything will be all right.
Well, if Frankie's going, I'm going. Otherwise, I'd never have a moment's rest while you're away.
What are we waiting for now?
Yeah, let's get started.
It'll be dark before we get there.
Let's hurry, Mommy.
All right, girls. We'll be leaving in a minute, and I'm going with you. Phil, where's Frankie?
He's putting Willie's hiking outfit on.
Here I am.
Well, it's about time you... Alice, the dog's been digging things up again.
Don't be a wise guy. Let's get going on this safari.
Right. Here you are, Remley. Carry my pack.
Carry your own pack.
I can't. I have something else to carry.
What?
My drum. We can't march without music.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Phil, we're going to Sherman Woods, and it's a 10-mile hike, so we'd better get started.
All right. Girls, we're ready to start now. Attention! Left, face, forward, march! 1, 2...
With a wiggle and you talk with a wiggle and your jeans are a jiggling with dough. Well, that's the way it ought to be, but you can see I haven't got a quarter. I walk with a wobble and I talk with a wobble and a jinx is a hobbling my luck. I'll have to touch the feathers of a very, very lucky duck. I lost my gal to another guy and I lost my money at the track. I hocked my coat just the other day and I know I'll never get it back. Oh, Lady Luck can't get no meanier, and the days can't get no leanier. Got to go where grass is greener, that's what I want to see. We'll be right back. walk with a wiggle and I'll talk with a wiggle and my jeans will be jiggling with dough. And that's the way it ought to be. A fella really ought to have a quarter. I'll chase every wobble and I'll chase every hobble of the jinx that's been gobbling my luck. Cause I'll have touched the feathers of a very, very lucky duck. You'll have good luck if you can touch the feathers of a lucky duck.
Hey, Curly, how much further we have to go? My feet are killing me. Oh, every bone in my body aches.
All right, Renly, I'm just as tired as you are, but we'll be there soon. Hey, Alice, how far have we marched already?
2 blocks.
Stop lagging behind. We have to get a move on.
Will you go ahead, Alice? We'll catch up to you.
Hey, Curly, let's take a cab. We can't walk through town wearing khaki shorts and campaign hats.
Nobody's going to see us. It's too early in the morning. Now, come on, Frankie. Look sharp. Chin in. Chest out. Forward. March.
Well, if it ain't Jungle Jim and Wild Bill Hickok.
Remley, you lift that manhole cover and I'll shove him in.
No, that's too much work. I got a small hatchet in my knapsack.
When did you two guys join the wax?
We're not in the wax.
Couldn't pass the physical, huh?
Hey, smart guy, these are our hiking outfits. How do we look, kid?
Like 2 4Fs that'll never be reclassified.
Curly, this kid has to go.
I wonder if we can farm him out to the North Koreans. They deserve each other.
You must know, Julius, Curly and me are leading a brownie troop on a 10-mile hike to Sherman Woods.
You're leading them?
Yeah.
5 will get you, 10 you get lost at the next corner.
Don't worry, we'll get them there. We know what we're doing every minute.
Are you kidding? You guys couldn't find your way out of a well-lit closet. You'll never find your way to the woods.
We will, too.
Well, maybe you'll make it with that road map, Mr. Harris.
What road map?
The one you got tattooed on your legs there. Oh, pardon me, those are your varicose veins.
All right, get lost, kid. Come on, Remley, let's catch up to Alice McGurl.
Hey, Curly, why don't we forget this whole thing and go to the track? They got some great races going today.
We're not going to the track.
Phil, which way do we turn
here? I don't know, honey, I'm lost.
Neither one of you know how to get to Sherman Woods, huh?
No.
Well, in that case, you better let me lead the way. Troop, follow me. Forward, march. 1, 2. Troop, halt! 1, 2. Well, here we are at Sherman Woods.
Remley, this is a racetrack.
It is? So that's what it looks like. Oh, well, as long as we're here, let's pitch our tent in the infield and we'll be ready for the first race tomorrow.
Oh, Frankie, you did this deliberately. It'll be getting dark soon and we still haven't found Sherman Woods.
Honey, I don't know where it is. We'll just have to keep looking. Come on, kids, let's get going and we'll... Bronco, get away from that $2 window.
I was just asking the man how far it is to the woods.
How far did he say it was?
6 furlongs.
That ain't too far. It ought to be a breeze. All right. Hey, caring much. Wait, come on, kids. I'll find that campsite. Follow me. Forward, march!
I'm getting worried. It's pitch dark in these woods. It's after 10, and you haven't found the campsite
Alice,
yet.
Alice, will you please control yourself? We mustn't frighten the kids. You know how little girls are. They'll start bawling. We mustn't even let you... Uh-oh, now one of them's starting already. Now look, little honey, don't cry. Uncle Phil is with you, and there's nothing to be afraid of. Why are you crying?
I'm afraid of the woods.
Remley! What's the matter with you? You want to panic the kids?
Daddy, aren't you scared?
What do you say, scared? Of course I'm not scared. Me scared? I should say not. When I was a school kid, I used to go camping all the time.
For years, he was known as Backward Harris.
That's backwood. You know something, kids? I was in a spot like this once up in the Yukon country. I was lost in a raging blizzard. I had one chance of getting out alive.
Too bad you didn't make it.
I did make it. But I had to reach the pass before it froze over. So I jumped in my dog sled, cracked the whip, and yelled, "Tally-ho!" I cracked the whip and yelled, "Tally-ho!" I snapped the whip and yelled, "Tally-ho!" But the dogs just turned around and sneered in my face.
Daddy, the word is mush.
All right, they sneered in my mush. Look, everybody, you got nothing to worry about. I'll find the campsite. Just follow me.
Say, Phil, we'd better hurry. It's starting to rain.
All right, now follow me on the double, everybody, and don't stumble. It's pitch black here.
Daddy, it's starting to pour. I'm getting soaked.
Now, don't get panicky, kids. We'll pitch our camp right here. Remley, get the tent out.
Right.
Alice, you help him put it up. Kids, clear the ground so we can get a level surface. All right, hop to it. We gotta hurry. Come on, everybody.
Won't this rain ever stop?
Now, pull yourself together. Pull yourself together. We've only been here 3 days.
But it's driving me crazy. This incessant rain, those jungle drums.
Rambling.
And the quinine is running low. Driving me mad. Mad, mad.
Oh, Frankie.
Tandaleo, you've come.
Quiet. Phil, we can't stay here any longer. I'm going out and get help.
You stay where you are. I'm command here. Nobody's leaving this tent. You can't see a thing in that downpour. You wouldn't get 10 feet. Hey, it's Julius come to rescue us. We're over here, Julius. Oh, bless that little brat.
Mr. Harris, what are you doing here?
Doing here? We've been marooned for 3 days. We couldn't get out because of this heavy rain.
Because this... Hey, Daniel Boone, I got news for you.
What?
You pitched your tent under a waterfall. What?
We're a little late. Thanks for being such a wonderful audience. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.